The gospel lesson, the appointed reading today, is from Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 15. And this is the good news about Jesus. At this time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. The moment he came out of the water, he saw the sky split open, and God's Spirit, looking like a dove, came down on him. And along with the Spirit, a voice: "You are my Son, chosen and marked by my love, pride of my life." At once, this same Spirit pushed Jesus out into the wild. For 40 wilderness days and nights, he was tested by Satan. Wild animals were his companions, and angels took care of him. After John was arrested, Jesus went to Galilee, preaching the message of God: "Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the good news." Let us pray. Dear God, thank you that you have invited us to consider Jesus, and that you would renew us in our minds for his sake. Amen. So how do you get ready for a test? Who likes tests? Anybody go with Twizzlers before a test? You know? All right, well, if you need a Twizzler on your way out, I got plenty, all right? So just on the way out, you'll get a blessing and a Twizzler, only at Cold Spring Church. So how do people prepare for a test? What are some tips? What's that? Oh, okay, good. Study? Practice is good. Play bridge is an excellent way to unwind. You're the new guy, right, Larry? That's a great idea. Lots of times unwinding is not a bad thing to do before a test, because tests often also are accompanied by anxiety, a little discomfort, a little fear. What are we afraid of when we have a test and we have anxiety? What are we really afraid of? That's right, not doing well. So actually, the test preparation, when we kind of have that anxiety thing going on, it's really kind of a sense that maybe we're going to fail. Nobody likes to do that. Yes?
Get enough sleep.
Get enough sleep is an excellent one. And the Twizzler diet is also another tip. That's right, we should eat well. How many times, you know, this may not have been great advice, but I remember before a test, always eat a big breakfast. All right, I'm like snoozing by question 10. So that's usually not a great idea, but you should eat healthy before a test, because tests will come. You know, tests don't just happen to students in school, or if you work on an advanced degree, even online. So sometimes our test is like, what's your favorite color when you're doing the Facebook thing? Or who's your favorite movie star? But there are other kinds of tests in life. Sometimes the test in life is how the person is acting in front of you at the checkout at the grocery store. Sometimes the test is when that phone rings, and yes, it's that person. Or maybe you get some prank calls. Do you guys get prank calls anymore occasionally? Yeah? You don't make them though, right? We're not that church. And also, sometimes we get the calls from automated attendants, right? And people just, you know, how would you like to come back again for your Bahamas vacation? Wait a minute. I've never been to the Bahamas. This couldn't possibly be true. And so these are all tests, because the test may not be just supplying the right answer. Sometimes the test is simply to prepare us for what is next. It's a way for us to prepare for that next stage, that next opportunity. I wonder why Jesus needed so much time to prepare. Think about it. Jesus, as Mark captures it, and just as a tip to remember the Gospel of Mark is that gospel of snapshots. It's the gospel of still images of Jesus, just boom, doing this, and then Jesus did that, and then Jesus did this. You won't find any footnotes in the Gospel of Mark. You won't find any appendix in the back with paragraphs of extra fill material. You won't find any asides or comments like, oh, and so we said that because to the Jewish people, this is what is really meant. Or he used this word, when our Jewish people read it, it reads that. We have those kind of parenthetical comments in the other Gospels, but you won't find them in Mark. Because Mark's Gospel is written that tries to convey the most information possible in the shortest amount of time. And maybe not surprisingly, it was the first Gospel of Jesus that was ever written. It was written about 54 AD. And I remember that because I was born in 1954, so I kind of figured I should get Mark. You know, it's like the same century, a few centuries removed. 1900 of them exactly. But I get brevity. I get conciseness. I get the story told without a whole lot of fill. And so although this passage of Scripture, this story about Jesus going to the Jordan for baptism, John comes, baptizes Jesus, and then he's sent out into the wilderness. We have that in the three other Gospels, Luke and Matthew, but not in so short a space. Jesus comes from Nazareth, baptized by John. The moment he comes out of the water, the sky splits open. God comes down looking like a dove in the air, the Spirit comes down on him. At once a voice is heard, "You are my son." At once the same Spirit pushes Jesus out into the wild. That's essentially one really long sentence. Why did Jesus need 40 days and 40 nights to prepare? When's the last time you prepared 40 days for anything? When's the last time you prepared a week for anything? Well, maybe that trip to the Bahamas. Maybe a long stay when you go overseas, maybe. Maybe when you're getting your kids ready to go off to college. Maybe that requires months in preparation. Maybe it's when special events are coming in a life, well, whether it's a marriage or perhaps a big family reunion. Sometimes these sorts of things conjure up images of, oh man, we got to get ready. And if you're like my wife, she prepares for Christmas on December 26th for the following year. Isn't that right, honey? Absolutely right. And I'm a December 23rd kind of guy. But Melissa's a December 26th kind of gal. But so preparation varies. But Jesus definitely thought, or at least the Spirit of God thought, that Jesus required a whole lot of time. So he goes off into the wilderness. And it says his only companions were animals. Wow, like my dog Finn? Probably not. These are generally wild animals. Jesus' company during that time, he ate nothing and drank nothing. He was out in the wilderness, and during that time, this is preparation time. Some of us might look at this as punishment. Oh, I guess Jesus did something wrong there by the River Jordan because, oh my gosh, he's got sent into the wilderness for bad behavior. It must be Jesus' time out. No, it wasn't anything like that. It says God sent him there on purpose. Spirit pushed Jesus out into the wild. 40 days and nights, he was tested by Satan. Jesus needed preparation for the arduous task ahead. Because Jesus wasn't someone who was out to do something of little significance. Jesus' mission, from the moment he was prophesied in the ancient times to the moment he was born, Jesus' mission was to die for you and for me. And that's not all. Think of all the other things that Jesus did. Jesus, remember, a week or so ago healed Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus fed 5,000 people with a boy's bag lunch. Jesus is someone whose mission was incredibly full. There wouldn't be enough room even to imagine what his calendar looked like. And his active ministry, people think, maybe Jesus was around 32, 33 years of age when he died on the cross. So that's 30-some years of life. But somehow the gospel story only covers really essentially the details of three. that this is jam-packed with activity, and it all of that work required preparation. How many years preparation has Cold Spring Church experienced since it was founding? 300. We're in our 304th year, right? That's right, 304th year. And so as our 304th year then, all of this time has been preparation. Now, obviously, things go on during preparation time. We weren't like Jesus, shut out into the wilderness where all he had to experience was the wild animals and that awful environment, and to be tempted by Satan, tested by Satan. We've had 300 years of ministry, but each and every year is another year that we could hear the words from God, on your mark, get set, and you know what's next. And so Jesus now, at the end of these 40 days and 40 nights, it says, after John was arrested, Jesus then returned to Galilee. So Jesus had this time of preparation, and it's as if he's on his mark. He's getting set. But what if Jesus never heard the go? What if Jesus never took the step? What if Jesus didn't heed the call and instead said, you know what, these 40 days aren't so bad in the wilderness. It's not so bad. I finally figured out how to beat Satan. None of his temptations bother me anymore. The animals have become my friends. And it's not so bad after all. No, Jesus was on a mission. And each of you are on a mission too. Every single person here has a mission. Now, we may not know what that is. We may not be able to pull a little business card and say, I'm on a mission from God. And here it is. But our mission is what you do each and every day. Your mission is what God invites you to do. Your mission is to respond to the tests and troubles and tribulations and to experience the celebrations and joys each and every day and to hear the words, get ready, on your mark, get set. And we need to hear God's voice say that third powerful word, like when Jesus told the disciples, and you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of every nation, every ethnos, every ethnic group, so that they might have the good news too. That's the go. On your mark, get set, go. And part of when Jesus knew his preparation time was over is when he knew that after John was arrested. See, John was the one who prepared us to receive Jesus. So as long as John was still pointing, that person's coming, the person is going to arrive soon. I'll tell you when he gets here. I'll just know it. He's going to be coming soon. He's going to be arriving any day now. Repent. Get ready. Jesus is going to be coming soon. And of course, you didn't identify him by name at that point. But the promised one of God is going to be coming soon. Get ready. He's going to be here soon. Just get ready. Well, how long can you get ready for something? How long do you hear on your mark? Get set. And that's what John the Baptist's ministry was. It was a ministry of on your mark and getting set. But as soon as John's ministry ended, as it says here, John was arrested, got thrown into prison, and he would never see the light of day again. As soon as John was off the scene, Jesus knew that the preparation time was over. He had passed the test. And now it says, as soon as John was arrested, Jesus went back to Galilee preaching the message of God, and he said, time's up. The kingdom of God is no longer out there. The kingdom of God is no longer in the future somewhere, but the kingdom of God is right here. Change your life and believe the good news. Or how maybe we prefer hearing it, believe the good news and change your life. All of us today, whether we like the Olympics or not, whether we like test taking or not, whether we feel like we have a lot of tests in our life right now, or whether we feel like most of our tests are kind of passed with straight A's and now we're just kind of moving on, I wonder if you can't yet hear God saying, are you on your mark? Get set. And remember that God will never leave any of us out of hearing the word go. Let us pray. Just in a moment of reflection, what is it that you hear when God says, on your mark, get ready? Go. Is there something that God wants you to be busy going about doing today? Is there something that you've been putting off that maybe God wants you to go on your Lenten journey? Could there be a time that God wants you to invest in reading the scriptures, thoughtfully getting together with others, rekindling relationships, volunteering, investing in the lives of others? Could be big, could be small. Lord, help us to hear. Help us to listen. And most importantly, help us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.